So here is a question that needs to come up more often. And it would be, who are you? Who are you? Really, who are you? Because when you're born, you're around certain aunts, uncles, mom, dad, sisters, brothers, whatever, cousins, second cousins, whatever. And your worldview is kind of small at that time, and you kind of get your identity. Your interaction with other people kind of develops your knowledge, your experience, going to school, relating to other people, you know. And then as you get older, you get a job, and you relate to other people in the job. And if you get married or if you have kids, it's all building up your character. But it should be greater than that. It should be greater than that. And the reason I say it should be greater than that is because each person is a piece of the whole. And so as you interact or as you converse or converse with somebody else, it's a back and forth turning machine. And so if you're just limited to one person or two people or three people and you kind of, your worldview is kind of small, you're not really going to grow that much. You're going to kind of stay in one little lane and think that it's okay. But the secret is, and that's also related to church, is if you have a business, just if you work a job, depending on if you work it for a week, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, 20 years, it affects your personality and who you relate and rub shoulders with. Now, another thing is, if you read the book of Proverbs and you memorize that and you eat it and it becomes a part of you, you read the book of Psalms, you eat and you digest the word of truth and the word becomes a part of you. You saturate your mind with the word until it becomes a part of you. And so what happens is when you do that, especially in this culture, you kind of start to move away from getting any kind of identity in a job or a person or a thing or a relationship down here. And you start to get your identity in the word, in Christ. God's word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joints, and marrows, a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Thoughts and the intent of the heart of man, right? And so, as you meditate on God's word, you're getting the mind of Christ. As you're praying, meditating, thinking, you're in communion with God, going about your business, you're starting to get your identity outside of 3D, outside of the pieces, and get your identity in the whole, because God is whole. Now, each member of the body of Christ is working together to build up and to edify the body. All the members working together to edify the body. But there's a lot of people who are in these local churches in this society who are not really spirit-filled at all. They can't even hear deep spiritual truth. They should be teachers, but they're still students after 20, 30 years. You know, they should be teaching, but they're still drinking milk instead of eating meat and teaching them the meat of the word. And so, yes, the body of Christ helps build you up into your true identity, your spiritual gifts, your work-related gifts, your trade. It gives you an identity down here dealing with people. But your main identity, you should get from the word, eating and drinking the word, saturating your mind in the word, in prayer, fellowship with God, whether it's through meditation, contemplation, prayer, however you do it, you're just in the mind of Christ. That's your goal. And so when you start to get in the mind of Christ, you're getting in the will of God, and you're starting to think like God, and you're getting your identity out of God and God alone, out of Jesus, Jesus alone. You're following after the path that Christ made for you. And so you don't resonate with people who are in bitterness or unforgiveness or lazy or blame game or shift, who are not introspective. You can't resonate with people who are not introspective, who are not really spiritual. They're just base nature creatures. You can't resonate with those creatures anymore. And as you start to grow more and more, you don't even resonate with this 3D reality. Eventually, what happens is you don't resonate. You don't need stuff. You don't get your identity out of your lawnmower or your car or your house or your fence or your tools or your computer or your cell phone or your clothes or your looks or your job or your skill. You don't get your identity down here anymore. Once you truly shift your identity to Christ, you have no continuing city down here. You don't get your identity in your family, in your family name. A lot of people get their identity in their family name, but they have no identity in Christ. So they're still in addictions and so forth. So when you get your true identity in Christ, all addictions go away. All addictions just fall away. Because an addiction is really just a divided mind trying to find wholeness. Let me say that slowly. When somebody's in an addiction, the addiction is like a substitute for prayer, a substitute for meditation, a substitute for reading the word or meditating or chewing the cud of the word or contemplation or whatever you want to say. An addiction is a substitution to find peace when there's no peace down here. The only peace is in Christ. But when you have the peace in Christ, you have peace down here because you know there's no continuing city down here. My point is this. The reason you're interacting with people most of your life, jobs, people, churches, organizations, whatever it is, the reason that you're interacting is because the pieces are pieces cut off from whole, from source, from Jesus. And the pieces are interacting face to face to turn each other back to source code truth, love and truth. Not your culture lies, not your bloodline lies, not your denomination lies. These are all boxes. So source is trying to unfold source in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Source, which is Jesus, is trying to get you to think holographically, which means complete, which means whole, which means holy, which means holographically, which is a fractal hologram. Source is trying to get you to think with the whole panoramic view instead of a piece of the pie. And when he does that, he does it with finances. He does it with your health. He does it with your food. He does it with your friends. He does it with your associates. He does it with the kind of job. He hits you in a fractal holographic manner where wholeness is not just one part of your day or one piece of your life. It's every part of your life. It's your thought life. It's your emotions. It's your will. It's your skills. It's your job. It's your time. It's your meditation. It's what you think about. It's happening all places at all times. That's what holiness is. Wholeness. The word holy means whole. The word whole means complete. And it also means wholly, the whole body, the whole composite truth. And so when these little pieces of the pie try to come in to your world and try to take your identity out of wholeness into partiality, whether it's a denomination, whether it's a cult or an ism, they try to take you out of wholeness back into peace, piecemeal, you can't go back because the truth sets you free. Why would you go back to the weak and beggarly elements of the world when you see the whole truth that is in Christ? If somebody says, well, let's go drink, why would you want to do that? It's not health. Why would you want to put alcohol in your body, which is ethanol, which turns to sugar, which is bad for your liver? Somebody says, here, have a cigarette. Why would I want to take a cigarette puff when it's bad for me? If somebody says, eat this sugar, why would I want to eat sugar when I know it's a poison? If somebody says, listen to this rock song, why would I want to listen to that rock song when it's not holy? It's not lining up with the whole truth. See, when a person's not whole, they're still abiding in some part of darkness. The wholeness So if you're going down the highway and somebody pulls out in front of you, if you're still have road rage, that's not whole. Whatever it is, just pick anything. Now, because we're down here, we still have stuff to work on. But when you have the mind of Christ, you catch it. You catch that AI program because you know it's not real. So you know that you have the mind of Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you know when you step into the flesh, the world, the flesh, prior life, you don't step in there but a second. You get out because you know it's not even real. It's not even reality. Anger, be angry and sin not. Yeah, but if you're always in anger, that's not reality. If you're bitter, that's not reality. If you're in unforgiveness, that's not even real. The dark side is not even real. The lower part of the sine wave, the negative part of the sine wave is not even real because think about it. The reason the negative part of the sine wave is not even real is because what is Jesus doing? He finished. It is finished. He sat down on the right hand of God. It is finished. The victory's done. The devil's a liar. The devil's a defeated foe. And what is the negative part of the sine wave? The devil, the flesh, the world. The negative part of the sine wave is not even real because Jesus is the positive. Jesus is the positive polarity. Jesus did overcome the darkness. So when the dark days show up, they're not even real. His mercies are new every day. When something bad happens, it's not even real because absent from the body, present with the Lord, even if you die, well, that's bad. Well, it's not even real. Your body's actually, it says he will quicken your mortal bodies. So your body is already immortal. The body's mortal, but you're immortal. You are eternal. You are immortal, but your body is mortal. M-O-R means morgue. M-O-R means mortgage. M-O-R represents dead or death. The mortgage is, the mortgage agreement is dead if you don't pay it, right? So M-O-R, or your mortal body, is dead, but he will quicken your mortal body, your dead body, by his spirit. So my point is, if you're rubbing shoulders and hanging out with people who still have fear, fear is not even real. If you have fear, tell your, when the next time you have fear or the next time you worry, tell yourself, say, this fear is not real. This worry is not real. Say it out loud to yourself. When you have fear, recognize it. Say, this fear is not real. This worry is not real. You're afraid to how are you going to pay your power bill? That fear is not real. You say, Lord, I got to pay my power bill. And you just get up, you go outside, you go mow somebody's yard, or you go to work, and it works out. The fear is not real. And if you speak it and say, this fear is not real, speak it. Because you know God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That's why when you speak the word, you memorize the word, you quote the word, you're speaking eternal truth. And so these overarching truths are real. Jesus sat down on the right hand of God. It is finished. He's a savior. He provides. He's a provider. When you look at the trees, they don't worry. You look at the grass, it doesn't worry. You look at the squirrels, they don't worry. Why are you worried? You're so much greater than the animals. Why are you worried? God always makes a way of escape for his saints. Now, an unbeliever, all they do is live in the negative part of the sine wave. All they do is live in the dark. All they do is, and if you're saved and you hear what I'm saying and you say, well, I'm experiencing that and I know I'm saved, who are you rubbing shoulders with? So when you disconnect with these creatures who are dead, and I'm talking about spiritually dead too, their body's dead, their mortal body is going back to the grave, but they're also spiritually dead, and their soul is dead because they sold their soul to the devil, most of them. So when you are rubbing shoulders with these dead creatures, no wonder you think in the negative part of the sine wave. So even if you work around them or you go to church with them or you live them, you just can't connect with them. You can't connect with dead people. You can only connect with a living person because you have the living Spirit of God. And this is why when you walk in the room, they hate you for no reason because they're dead and you're alive. So Wile E. Coyote is a vampire and a flesh eater. So they just eat the flesh. They eat. They're vampires. They're dead. They're in darkness. They really are. They might can quote a few verses or they might. But if they never got, if they never received the Spirit, they're dead. And so you're rubbing shoulders. I don't care if it's the media. I don't care if it's Dr. Fauci. I don't care if it's Bill Gates. I don't care who. I don't care if it's the richest investor in the world. They're master deceivers. And they're vampiring off of people. And these false promises, just like a salesperson selling you something you don't need. The only reason the salesman sells you something you don't need is because you're trying to get your identity in that new car or that new coat or that new whatever it is. You don't need it, but they're selling you a bill of goods and they're really selling you some identity. When if you just wait a minute and pray about it, say, Lord, I need a coat. Somebody will say, hey, I got a coat. You want it? Or you'll find one or you'll find a discount or something like that. It just appears in the hologram because God is a provider. And this is real. It's like a magic trick. Lord, I need this. And just appears. Because in the book of John, if you're one with Christ, whatever you ask, it shall be given. It just appears. Think about where you're at right now. Everything that you need right now just appeared. Yeah, you might have to go to take a job or something, but the grocery stores, you got everything you need. If you're listening to me right now, I doubt you're homeless. You might be close to being homeless, but I doubt you're homeless. Because if you're listening to me, it means you got some kind of relaxation period. God has provided for you. He might use the world, the worldlings. He might use the unsaved to give you a job. He might use whatever he needs to use, but he's going to take care of you. See, they're running for image, and think about all the money they spend on for a Rolex watch, or they could have a Tesla, or they think about all the money they're spending for that image, that outward show. And you're not spending money on that because that's not your goal, and you're just floating, you're just coasting, you're not stressing. And if you are stressing, you need to pray about it, because even stress is not real. Stress causes more. Inflammation and stress causes more disease than anything. Disease is dis-ease. So if you have inflammation and stress, you're in dis-ease. And so it's a system trying to make you sick, you know. And if you do have inflammation, all you need is some extra virgin olive oil each day. Take that each day and that'll help you. And if you're stressed, change jobs. Go get another job if it's stressing you out. Or go work 2 part-time jobs. Whatever you need to do, get rid of the stress. Get good at your job and they'll need you and you won't need them because you can change jobs any moment, you know. You might have to have a little bit of stress in everything that you do, you know. But you can neutralize it because you know it's not even real. Even when you get into stress, tell yourself with all words, say stress is not even real. It's either going to get done or it's not. Why are you stressing? It's either going to get done or it's not. And if it don't get done today, you have to do it tomorrow. There's no reason to stress. If you plan ahead, if you prepare, pre-cut, you cut your stress level back tremendously. Then usually the reason people stress is procrastination or laziness, usually. Anyway. The negative part of the sine wave is not even real. Why do the demons come out at night at 3 o'clock in the morning? Between 3 and 4 is usually when people get attacked by demons. the dark side is not even real. These witches and warlocks casting spells, it's not even real. They have no power. The devil's a defeated foe. They have zero power. I said zero. The witches and warlocks have zero power. Zero. Zilch. Zip. No power. Because the devil's defeated foe. All you have to do is open your Bible, claim the blood, say, Lord, say a prayer, and you got the power. You already have it just by being in Christ. As soon as you walk in the room, they know you got the power. You don't even have to say anything because you're born from above. Christ in you is the power, not you. See, they're trying to stir it up themselves, but it's Christ in you who has the power. It's the truth in you. It's the agape love in you. Because if you're walking in agape love, no bitterness, no unforgiveness, not living in the past, because the past don't even exist. You don't live in the past. You live in the now. You're outside of time. And if you're outside of time, then the sine wave drama, the Draco Ma drama, sine wave, devil's dark system, doesn't even affect you because you're not in time. You're in Christ in the heavenlies. You're not even in time. You're in a moment by moment, day by day, worship service, a praise and worship in your body. You don't need their music. You don't need their goods. You don't need their merchandise. You don't need anything they got because you have everything in Christ. Because when you really wake up to it, everything that they try to present is just an object lesson. It's every object they try to put in your face or your ear gate, it's just a derivative from Christ. He spoke it all into existence. And what they're doing is taking the creation and making an idol out of it. So everybody's running around. I got to have this. I got to do this. I got to do this. Just be happy where you're at. You don't have to do anything. You don't need anything. You got everything you need in Christ. And it's easy to prove because you can take a knife or a rock and go outside, take the outer layer of a tree off and eat the bark. That you can actually take the bark and eat the bark. You can eat grass. You can eat berries. You can eat crickets. You can eat anything. Their food is everywhere. And water. Water is everywhere. You're actually breathing water. So there's no scarcity. You know, you can make a bird trap and catch birds, you know. Catch squirrels or rabbits, whatever you need to. You could just put a trap out back in the backyard and catch rabbits and eat rabbits. The food is unlimited. The water's unlimited. The air's unlimited. There's no scarcity. It's all lies. There's no scarcity. Just tell yourself, God is abundant. The earth is abundant. There's no scarcity. It's all a lie. If you have this fear about getting cancer or getting sick, don't live in fear. Just start doing some fasting. If you do a fast every other day or 14 hours a day, your body heals itself. Do some exercise and walk around the block. Do some push-ups, sit-ups, whatever. When you break your muscles down and they start to rebuild, what are you doing? You're breaking down the old cells and you're building up new cells and your body's regenerating itself. Your liver regenerates, your kidney regenerates. I mean, your liver and your pancreas regenerate. It's all so obvious. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. There's the overarching pattern. Everything will multiply, your finances, your friends, your knowledge, your wisdom, and replenish the earth. It's a recycling earth. Earth recycles itself. Earth will always cleanse itself, and it will recycle itself all the time. Just don't believe the lies. It's just a big lying system. This whole system's upside down. What is my point? What is my main point? If you get your identity in Jesus alone, then nobody down here, no thing down here, no drug down here, no substance down here, no job, no church, no career, no nothing down here can take away your identity. You can go work at McDonald's or Burger King till you get another job. Your identity is not in your job. Your identity is not in your pocketbook or your wallet. Your identity is not in your bank account. Your identity is in Christ and Christ alone. And when you finally step into that, that's wholeness. That's complete wholeness. And so if you're whole, why, if you're whole in Christ, which is 5D or above, why would you come back to 3D and try to get your, waste your time trying to get your identity in the weak and beggarly elements of the world? This is all going to burn up. The rocks, the sand, the dirt, the pearls, the gold, the houses, the cars, it's all going to burn up. So why would you get any kind of identity down here? You don't. And that's why people are running here and there and here and there trying to get their identity. And you can't even get it in a person. Like I said, these people in your life, they came across your path to push you higher. And if they want to go higher with you, that's fine. You can fellowship with them and everybody can rise up. But the ones who don't want to go up and rise up with you, or you with them, the ones who don't want to go up and push higher, they just go fall by the wayside. It's not that you're mean. You'll see them in heaven if they're saved, but some of them get stagnated and get stuck. They get stuck in a box. And if you want to stay in that little box, it's a little box. In Christ, there's no box. It's unlimited. There's unlimited potential. Jesus is quantum physics. It's all possibilities in Christ. Now, in the earth plane, it's just cut, turn, union, and flow. There's nothing else. But the purpose of the cut, turn, union, and flow is to get your inner man renewed, to renew your inner man. That's the purpose of the cut, turn, union, flow, because outside never really changes. In the 3D, the only thing that changes is the inside. Your identity is not in a person, a place, or a thing. And if you think about it, after you die, nobody's going to remember you anyway. So why are you trying to impress people? Because it's not even about that. It's about impressing God. Pleasers of God instead of pleasers of man. Pleasers of God instead of pleasers of something in the world. These people won't even remember you. Why does it matter what they think?